Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, continuing to celebrate the Easter season. And the church gives us just rich, beautiful readings that are life-transforming, especially from the Gospels given in each reading this week, taken from that beautiful section, the Last Supper Discourse of John, which I mentioned yesterday might be the most beautiful, the deepest, the most intimate teaching that Jesus gave anywhere in the Gospels. It is such a wonder, the reality that's being revealed there about the love between the Father and the Son, their love for us, and the grace that Jesus promises us in the Holy Spirit to bring with his supernatural help, with the supernatural help of the Holy Spirit, to bring us into the intimate conversation and the lived experience between the Father and the Son, the love that's from all eternity, the love from which everything that is has come from, the creative love of the Father and the Son. And fallen human hearts and darkened minds, we are alienated by nature. We're alienated from this awareness. You know, Paul would say we're enemies of God, different ways, right? We live without hope in the world. And our fallen minds and our fallen hearts, we're lost in a haunted wood here in a fallen world in a certain way, right? Every human being feels this sense of alienation that's the result ultimately of the fall. And so what we're given here, especially in these special readings from John 14, 15, 16 that are coming up, is a clear, beautiful kind of laser shot look at what is at the heart of what the Lord has come to do for us. We know he's come to take away our sin, to blot it out. He became sin for us. He takes away sin, which means he takes away the power of death, because he deals with the sin problem that produces the death problem. And he gives us the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit which makes us children of God. He gives us that Holy Spirit in baptism, takes away our sin, and he begins a whole new reality, and we actually become a new creation. Now, we still live in a fallen world, and we still battle against the flesh in our own lives and the lies that are in the world, the resistance against the kingdom. So there's a lot of power still coming at us every day to get us to, one, to not be hungry for God's word. Number two, to just be too busy for it. Number three, to keep us away from touching it at the level at which the Lord wants to meet us. That is, through the Holy Spirit making this personal word, this gospel, this good news and its implications for our lives, to keep it kind of distant, or maybe just to reduce it to a moral system or just commandments and laws, and missing the fundamental core of the new life, the life of love, in sharing in the love between the Father and the Son, which is what every human heart is made for, which is the only thing, the only reality that will bring us the freedom, the joy, and the happiness that everybody is seeking and trying to find somewhere, some road somewhere to get that desire within us fulfilled. But the only place it comes is from our Creator, is from God. So here we are. I'm going to just touch on yesterday's reading from John 14 for a moment, because I'm going to tie today's gospel reading from John and yesterday together. So John is saying, Jesus is saying to the apostles, this is the Last Supper discourse. This is just the night before, days before Jesus is arrested and the passion begins. Whoever has my commandments, observes them, is the one who loves me. Now, here we're entering right into Jesus's perspective about what love from his perspective looks like, and the love he shares with the Father from all eternity. And that's a love, and that's a way of life that we were made for. But again, because of the fall, we have a kind of disordered energy working in us, and we're caught up in the world, and we're pursuing ways of loving that are inconsistent with what the Lord himself has communicated to us here and what he demonstrated all the way to the cross for us. So Jesus, again, he's tying together commandments, his commandments to us, the Father's commandments, and his love. It's like he's saying, how do I know someone loves me? Who loves Jesus? We ask Jesus, well, who is it who loves you? the one who keeps my commandments. But it's more, we'll see, than just simply following the law, so to speak, because what we have a new life in the Spirit. And as the saints teach us, Thomas Aquinas in particular, so beautifully, the new law, the new covenant, and the law and the covenant is in the heart now. It's this presence of the Holy Spirit. The Christian life is not just responding to external commandments, but it's yielding to what is the very essence of the commandments, which is the love of God. And the love of God given to us is a person, the Holy Spirit. And we understand that we can't live from the core of our being in the way Jesus is teaching and modeling for us to bring us into that freedom and fulfillment that's promised to us without the Holy Spirit. So the Christian life is a yielding to the Holy Spirit who gives us a new power and capacity to love God, to love our neighbor, to love what God wills. You know, one of the things we hear regularly from Catholic teachers on YouTube and others say, what does love mean? It means to will the good of the other. Well, it's a transformed heart that's now come alive in the Spirit that helps us to see, remember what Jesus taught, but also to see the one whom I love, who I'm called to love, in the light in which God sees them. I have a new way of seeing myself. I have a new way of seeing my neighbor. And I have a new way of seeing God himself, because that Holy Spirit is helping me, teaching me how to love. He's healing my heart. He's helping me overcome pride and the works of the flesh. And now I'm learning to live from the Spirit rather than just living from the flesh or according to my own willing. I'm now yielded, submitted, confident in God's work in me, mistrusting the old self that's present and saying yes to God. So he goes on, whoever loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him, and I will reveal myself to him. Here's another promise. Not only promises to love those who say yes and follow God's commandments with their hearts, say, yes, I come to do your will, O Lord. That's the foundation of it all, really, that disposition. Whoever loves me will be loved by my Father. That's the heart of the family right there. That's what it means to be in God's family, to love the Father and the Son, and to love the will of our Creator, to embrace his plan, to trust him, to say, he made me. I was formed in the palm of his hand. He brought me into being, and in him I live and I move and I have my being through him, and he's totally trustworthy. Where the devil steps in and say, are you sure? He takes us back to the garden. Are you sure you can trust him? Are you sure he's your Father? Isn't he taking away your autonomy, your power to self-create, to be your own God? No, no, no. Jesus demonstrates for us God's created order and how we came to be, why we came to be, and he comes to restore all that is fallen and disordered in the human experience, and brings us into rightly ordered love. And here's a promise. Jesus said, I will love him, and I will reveal myself to him. This is why you can say, Jesus wants us to have, quote unquote, a personal relationship with him. That's not a trite little popular saying. He wants us to know him intimately, to fall in love with him, and to live out of that love. Later he says, whoever loves me will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our dwelling in him. How is he going to do that? He said, through the advocate. Through the advocate. Let's just jump over to today's reading from John's Gospel. Jesus said, this is John 14, 27 through 31, my peace I leave you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives peace do I give it to you. Don't let your hearts be troubled or be afraid. I've talked about this passage many times because on the show, it's one of my favorites in the whole Bible. And so here Jesus is saying, right after he's saying, we're going to come and dwell in you, and I'm going to teach you how to love. And it begins by having absolute trust for the Father and his commands for us, because as Jesus said, his commands are life. It's food. It's not oppressive. It doesn't take away our joy. You know, it doesn't ruin our weekends. I mean, a fleshly mind, that's how a fleshly mind and heart sees it. But this is the fulfillment of the human person. This is the fulfillment of the heart's deepest longing, is what Jesus is talking about being revealed in us. And one of the things that can steal that is having hearts that are filled with trouble and fear. So with the power of the Holy Spirit, we have to resist that. We have to acknowledge it in us and say, man, my heart's troubled today. I'm afraid of this, that, or the other thing. Articulate it, put it at the feet of Jesus, and then start listening to his word and taking in and chewing on his word. He said, I'm going away and I will come back to you. He said, if you love me, you will rejoice that I'm going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you this before it happens, so that when it happens, you may believe. Jesus is going back to the Father. We'll celebrate the ascension next week. And he goes on to say, I will no longer speak with you much. I won't be with you much longer. For the ruler of this world is coming. Who's that? It's the devil. He's coming after Jesus. He's going to try to kill him. He's going to think it's him. The devil's going to do the one thing he never should have done, is to take the life of the innocent Son of God. And that's what's going to bring down his kingdom, his pride, his hatred, and the injustice done to the Son of God. But Jesus said, don't worry about him. Don't let your heart be troubled. Everything looks like it's going to be falling apart in the next 48 hours, but trust me. Here's a great lesson in life, friends. Things fall apart. We have difficulty. We're disappointed. We're up against it. It feels like everything is out of control, maybe even. That's where we need to stop. Put your hand on your heart and say, listen to the words of Jesus. Do not let your heart be troubled. Heart, be at peace. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, dwell in me. I'm going to be fine. I'm in his hands. I don't have to be afraid of the devil's strategies or the powers that are in this world, because Jesus said, he has no power over me, but the world must know that I love the Father and that I do just as the Father has commanded me to do. So there's, in some ways, our marching order. This is so beautiful. Jesus is saying, okay, what's about to happen on the cross is a spiritual battle. The devil's coming after me. He's not in charge. I'm in charge. I'm bringing about the full life of the kingdom. I'm bringing down the kingdom of darkness, and I'm going to make it possible for human beings to come to new life, to become children of God. Jesus said he has no power over me, but here's what I want my closest friends to know. He's telling his disciples, what you're going to see, I want you to know, not that this is in panic, everything's falling apart, it looks like the devil's winning, saying, no, trust me. What's going on is I'm doing all that the Father commands me to do. And the passion and the cross is part of what the Father has called me to do, to make my life as an offering, an act of love that's going to bring down the kingdom of darkness and its hate. He said, I want you to know this because you're my friends. I'm doing this because I love the Father. And I love the Father, and I demonstrate my love for the Father by trusting his commands. And he's teaching us something so important, friends. This is the way to life. This is what it means to walk in his footsteps, to be a disciple, to belong to him. And this is what the life of the kingdom on earth looks like at its very core. We totally entrust our lives to a loving Father, no matter what the circumstances. Amen? Let's do that today in whatever way he calls us to. Hope you can join me tomorrow.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Does God Judge? Wow, what a question, but it's a relevant question. Scripture says we were all appointed to die once, and then the judgment. We know for sure each one of us has an appointment in our future. And it takes scripture, catechism, and the saints to help us understand the beauty of God's plan and how we can look forward to the judgment as followers of Christ. If you'd like to get a free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/FOE.